Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We got so much to do today, we might as well hit the ground running.
Okay, let's do it.
Except you're wearing flip-flops. Very dangerous to wear when you're running.
That's why you kick them off and you use your toes.
That a girl. That's what you need, because that little thing that's between your toes, you don't want that to catch you and make you trip and fall on the ground. So let's hit that ground running.
All right. How are we doing that?
How about the giant bonus buy of the day?
Let's start. Okay. Are we going to name all the stuff we have going on, though? Like, or just let people listen all morning and find out?
No, let's name them first.
Okay.
Okay. It's a Tail Wagon Wednesday today.
It is a Tail Wagon Wednesday. A super fun four-legged friend is going to be visiting the studios.
Is that why Murphy isn't here today?
That is correct. We didn't want to make anybody upset. Murph gets along with everybody.
Yeah, but sometimes everybody doesn't get along with Murph.
Very true. And like the last visitor we had, the adorable little basset hound beagle
what
mix.
What kind of dog was that?
She was an older gal, and she he was a lot for her.
He was
really excited.
He was a little feisty, yes. So we don't have Murph, but we do have Tail Wagon Wednesday. It's a Wednesday at the Wash.
Also, we have the Ultimate Summer Prize Pack with Knoebels qualifying.
Yes.
Don't forget Chicago.
Chicago tickets at Spyglass you could win this morning. All these good stuff.
Cheap.
And so that's why we do the giant bonus buy of the day right now. So pay attention.
Super early.
Don't social media us and say we didn't do it, because we did.
Every time we have a giant bonus buy item and price, we do it. We do.
We never miss this.
No.
And today it's smoked Gouda. I'm saying that right.
Gouda? 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 How do you say it? No, it's Gouda.
It's Gouda. Smoked Gouda. I just cleared my throat. Smoked Gouda for $5.99 a pound. Now, I'm not a smoked Gouda guy, but
you're
a smoked Gouda girl.
I am a definite smoked Gouda girl. I really like smoked cheese in the summer, and I don't know why.
I have... Really? Just in the summer?
No, also I like it in macaroni and cheese. Like to use some smoked Cooper Sharp or smoked Gouda or... Porcino Las Dos, and you mix it together and you make some macaroni and cheese and put some bacon on top.
See, I'm a non-smoker, so I've never smoked Gouda.
You have to like pack it really tightly. If you want to smoke
Gouda,
it.
$5.99 a pound, your chance to win. Speaking of smoking things, Willie Nelson was on Fallon last night. And he was...
Is he 90?
He was very honest.
Okay.
Because, you know what we say here on the morning show, honesty is the best policy.
Honesty is always the best policy.
Even when it gets you in trouble.
There's a quote from you here that says, marijuana saved my life.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I used to smoke 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes a day and drink whatever there was there to drink, you know. And I had pneumonia 4 or 5 times. My lung collapsed. I almost died. So I said, wait a minute, you know, I ain't getting that high off in Chesterfields.
Chesterfields, wow.
Jeez. So I throwed out the cigarettes, rolled up 20 joints,
put
it in there, and I haven't smoked a cigarette since.
You haven't had a cigarette since? Wow, good for you. Now do you...
Because he smokes joints now. All right, Willie.
Good for Willie. You do you, boo.
Willie, you do you.
You do you.
In the meantime, whatever you're smoking this morning, smoked Gouda at $5.99 a pound is the giant bonus pie of the day.
All right, remember that, friends. Sean Carey will ask for that item in price later on today, and you could win yourself a $50 gift card to Giant. Quality selection, savings every day.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Some business news. I saw that Facebook is coming out with its own cryptocurrency called Libra. Yeah, the company that can't even keep your data safe now wants to keep your money. It's like someone dropping a carton of eggs and asks if they could hold your baby. You know, you're like, yeah.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Did you check your check engine light recently?
No, it has not been on.
Mine hasn't been on either.
That's a good thing. If it comes on, do you panic and go, oh my God, call the dealer?
No, I don't panic, but probably depending upon like what time in the day, I might put in a little phone call to the dealership.
Yeah, the concern's there.
Okay. So it is.
But I mean, computers are glitchy, though. So sometimes it could be nothing, or it could be like a fluid level. that just needs topped off. I kind of go based upon what the car is sounding like, in all honesty.
Or how about the vapor coming out of your gas cap? Sometimes that will trip your check engine.
That is true. Yes.
It doesn't mean you're going to crash and burn any minute. It just means the last time you put gas in your car, you didn't tighten the cap enough. That's it. But 29% of us ignore the check engine light.
Your check engine light is on.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, that's an indicator to, you know, check your engine.
It's fine. It's been on for like a month.
I love this episode.
Would be all more reason to, you know, check your engine.
Sheldon, it's fine.
If it were fine, the light wouldn't be on. That's why the manufacturer installed that light, to let you know it's not fine.
Maybe the light's broken.
Is there a check the check engine light light?
That doesn't sound good.
Penny, you're checking.
Yeah, I know. It's on, Sheldon. Oh, no. I cannot afford this right now.
Maybe it's just something minor. Good news, the light just went out.
We all remember that episode.
Yes.
Well, 29% of Americans totally ignore the check engine light.
I may or may not be in that 29%.
Well, I did have, like, I drove an SUV when my kids were little that got up there, like 275,000
miles. Nice.
Wow.
And that light went on. I took a black piece of tape and I just covered it up because it was in my eyes. Drove it for another 100,000.
That sounds like a solid plan.
17% of us ignore a rattling sound.
No.
Oh, yeah, then that'd be the big red flag for me.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a wheel bearing. It could be a, like, it could be a belt.
Listen to Mrs. Goodwrench over
I'm
here.
I'm serious, though. Like, you, that's why you got to pay attention.
Mrs. Okay. Goodwrench.
You have to pay attention to the sounds your car is making. Know how your car sounds.
That's valid.
It is valid. I've said for as long as I've been on this planet, listen to the sounds that your car makes and listen to the sounds that your wife makes, okay? Because both of them could be broken and they need to be fixed. So there it is. 15% of us ignore squeaky or grinding brakes.
Bad idea.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
That's terrible.
Because then it bleeds into the rotors. It gets more expensive.
There you go, Mrs. Goodwrench. Very good. 14% of us ignore a cracked windshield.
Absolutely not. It could spread.
That never gets smaller. Right. Wow.
And you can just get that little chip filled, and they'll do it in the parking lot of your place of employment.
And here's a good one.
And it's comprehensive. It's free.
Yeah. And finally, 14% of us ignore a leak coming from underneath the car.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
You got to see what color that leak is. Is it antifreeze?
You got to smell it.
It could be transmission fluid. It could be oil, so check your dipstick. See, my dad taught me well.
News is next. I got to go check my dipstick. Your chance to go to Knoebels with some free tickets coming up in just a bit. But with those tickets comes the chance to win even bigger.
That's right. Pretty much the ultimate summer experience at Knoebels. You're not going to want to miss this, friends.
94KX, this is caller 9 on the Ford Fun Line.
Yay!
Who's this?
Tracy Roush.
Hi, Tracy. You want to go to Knoebels?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you have a $20 book of tickets just for calling in and qualifying, and then you're in the running for that ultimate Knoebels summer prize pack.
Wonderful.
Where are you from, Tracy? Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with T-Swift. News coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Happy Juneteenth. I never heard of this until I read it this morning.
Juneteenth.
Yeah, I never heard of this either.
It is June 19th, and it is a holiday marking the end of slavery in the United States in 1865. So they call it Juneteenth. That's kind of cool.
It was the June 19th, 1865 announcement of the abolition of slavery in the U.S. state of Texas, and more generally, the emancipation of enslaved African Americans throughout the former Confederate States of America.
And it's about 2.5 years after Abe Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. So it took that long. But the war ended, and we ended slavery, and that's a good thing. It's also another holiday that I never heard of.
Today is International Box Day. Let's take a moment and salute all those great boxes that made this day so special. Packing boxes, storage boxes, moving boxes, cardboard boxes, toolboxes, jewelry boxes, wooden metal boxes, pallet boxes, fuse boxes, gift boxes, corrugated boxes, ballot boxes, black boxes, lunch boxes, match boxes, shipping boxes, pizza boxes, empty boxes, P.O. boxes, pill boxes, Pandora's boxes, soap boxes, squeeze boxes, jury boxes, tool boxes, electrical boxes, penalty boxes, and Jack in the Boxes. Have a great Box Day.
Just another reason to party.
Wow.
I guess so.
Happy Box Day.
Wow. I have to go take a day off now.
Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:15. Boy, this morning we've got more stuff to give away than your grandma when she cleans out the attic and heads over to the Salvo. It's just amazing.
It really is.
It's like we've got, well, things to give away, but it's
fun stuff.
It's fun stuff. And you know that music. Let's not make this contest any more difficult than we have to. It's time for Ollie's Good Stuff.
Cheap.
Ollie days are here
again. Next week. Next week they start.
January. June 23rd through the 29th. Ollie Days, and we want you to get ready for Ollie Days by winning a gift card right now.
That's right. And then next week, you could go shop at their Customer Appreciation Bargain Bonanza.
Bargain Bonanza?
Yeah, right? Asked? Isn't that a good word? Bargain Bonanza.
It
alliteration.
It certainly is. So it's time to play our game right now. 94KX, this is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Hi.
Who's this?
Connie.
Hi, Connie. Where are you calling from?
Elysburg.
Okay, Connie from Elysburg, are you ready to play Ollie's Good Stuff? Cheap.
I sure am.
Roll the music. And what do we have today, Laura?
Good morning and thank you, Tom. This morning for Connie, we have a Magnavox 8000 BTI window air conditioner. Just in time for those sultry and steamy summer days.
Yes.
All right, Connie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Listen for the Ollie's Bargain Outlet bottom bargain price, okay?
Got it.
All right. Is that window air conditioner $229.99?
Mm.
Is it $199?
Mm.
Or is it $177.65?
$177.65. There it is.
We got it. Good job.
I won.
Congratulations, Connie.
You've got yourself a $25 gift certificate to Ollie's Bargain Outlet, where the good stuff is cheap. Ollie Days are here again next week, starting June 23rd, and you can use that $25 gift card to shop your little heart out.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's all cool. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, with Late Night TV.
Facebook launched a new cryptocurrency. Finally. Something for everyone thinking, I wish there was a way to give that company stained by years of privacy abuse my bank information.
94KX, Tom and Laura, the American boy and girl in the morning here, and news guy Matt, who's all America.
That's
America.
Right.
America.
All the time.
He bleeds red, white, and blue.
He certainly does, especially when it comes to Women's World Cup soccer.
That's so, right. Can't wait for another victory tomorrow.
I'm excited, too.
Where's the party tomorrow?
Where's
the party tomorrow?
Matt's deck?
The man
Matt's
cave
deck.
Is always open.
the man cave is always
open. Wait a second.
Open.
Do I get an invite into the man cave?
Yes.
Oh, you're one of the guys? Come on now.
Oh, I feel so honored. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That touched my heart.
You have yet
to
see the man cave.
I know. That touched me. Like,
there you
wow.
go.
You and the hubby. Come on over.
You need a cleaner?
All right.
You need a tissue?
All right. Now, so I have to bring my man to go to the man cave?
Oof. I was just extending the invitation.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm just being nice.
Careful with that.
I'm kidding.
Right.
Totally just being a jerk.
Birthday buddy time. Today's birthday buddy's Macklemore, my boy, is 36 today.
I'm not going to try and sing any of that.
Days. Yeah, I'll pass.
I'm not going to try.
The good old days.
Yeah.
The good
no.
Old, no. Nothing?
Nope.
Okay, here's one that might be in all of our wheelhouse. Paula Abdul is 57 years old today.
That's right.
Straight up now, tell me it's time for Tom. Tom and Laura's buddies. Every weekday morning at 7:30. That was awful.
Every weekday morning, we're having fun.
Oh, okay. Hold on. We'll get better towards the end.
We'll get better.
Sorry. Sorry, Central PA.
It is time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Jordan, you weren't loud enough.
Did we catch her off guard?
No, she's horrified at the butchering of Paula Abdul.
Oh, yeah,
horrified.
Maybe she's crying over there. I don't even know. Brandy Erb from Sealands Grove is 30 today. Happy birthday.
Jennifer Wagner from Lewisburg is 40.
If this name doesn't mean this time of year, I don't know what does. Summer Lee Parker from Sealands Grove, 31 today. Happy birthday.
What a great name, yes.
Great name.
Casey Hartley from Middleburg is 23 today.
Marty Rink from Richfield is 64.
Natalie Rhodes. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
We do.
Natalie Rhodes from McVeightown, 39 today. Happy birthday.
Elizabeth Larson from Watsontown is 48 today.
Marianne Rebar is 43.
Rita Klinger from Sealance Grove is 51. Happy birthday.
Gina Zach from Cole Township is 51.
Michelle Startzel from Bear Valley is 43.
Sinai Poust from Sunbury is 64. Happy birthday.
Everybody's got a birthday.
You better believe it. And we like to party with you.
We do indeed, even when we butcher poor Paula Abdul. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page if you'd like to. Text us at 4930, or you can call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning.
Straight up! Tell me!
It's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
On 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. MJ, PYT. There you go. I got an idea for a new movie. Okay. You guys in?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Ants on a Plane.
What?
Well, you know that stupid Snakes on a Plane that didn't do too well? Ants. All right? We all hate ants at a picnic, okay? But imagine you're in a plane that's infested by ants.
I'm itching already.
I saw you scratching. Yes. It actually happened.
No, gross. Mm-mm.
A United flight from Italy to New Jersey on Monday.
Stop it. It's probably in and out of Newark. That's where I fly from.
Yes.
Oh, you're correct.
Somebody's carry-on bag in the overhead bin was infested with ants.
Oh, my God. I'm really itchy. No, I'm not even kidding you.
And they got out, and you know how it is. You're on a plane, and you notice, like, there's an ant on the armrest, and you're like, oh, that's strange. You usually don't see insects in a plane. And then there's two, and then there's 10, and then there's like 100.
On the plane from Venice to New York, when a large fat ant walks over my pillow. That's odd. One passenger tweeted from United 169 in midair. A woman tweeted, ants, spilling out, running in every which direction.
I did see a lot of tech support, or like whatever flight control, grounds, crew people working in the first class cabins.
That's kind of gross.
It really bothers me that they didn't announce it.
Ants on a Plane. Coming this summer.
I don't understand how a luggage gets infested with ants. Like,
seriously,
did you leave it sit out?
Yes,
did
what were they doing?
Yeah, maybe there was candy in there or something in there. And
oh, God, I'm so itchy.
Yeah, look at you guys scratching.
I'm so itchy.
Sorry about that. I just thought I'd come up with a new movie idea.
No.
Ants on a Plane.
No, Tom, no. I'm vetoing that idea.
Okay, good. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. So much still to come. Stay with us. Someone's going home with a couple of Chicago tickets to be a VIP at Spyglass. Also, it's a Tail Wagon Wednesday, and our guest just came into the studio. That's one big
Tracker.
Tracker. He's awesome. I can't wait to go Facebook Live.
All right, we're going Facebook Live with Tracker coming up. It is a Wednesday at the Wash as well, so we want to tell you about that. You know the drill. Text the word WASH, and we'll set you up with Ultimate Express Car Wash. Intern Jordan got the job done.
She's all ready for you. She did. The coupon code is out there. You have to be a member of the 94KX Text Club to get that code. $2 off any wash at our friends from Ultimate Express Car Wash with locations in Danville, also in Williamsport, and on the Strip right here in Sealands Grove.
Butch and the Boys, Ultimate Express Car Wash. Intern Jordan also crossed over the check engine light story we talked about this morning. It's on our social media. When your check engine light comes on, do you ignore it? 29% of Americans do. They ignore the check engine light. We had an interesting comment.
I want people to comment if they ignore or not. So head to the 94KX Facebook page and check it out. But Stan says, my check engine light has been on in both of my trucks for at least 3 years. They're running just fine.
Oh, boy.
94KX on the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning and the SPCA. John's Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. That means it's a Tail Wagon Wednesday. I like this dog.
He's cool. Tracker is a really neat boy. A big thank you to John's Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning, along with Wicked Dog Grill, both in Sealands Grove, for sponsoring our Tail Wagon Wednesdays every month. I am happy to report we still maintain our 100% adoption rating.
Which is great. And this is a wicked cool dog.
He really is, right?
He's just like, he's part coonhound or all coonhound? I don't know.
Well, we'll get the info from our friend Jen, who's here with us once a month. Good morning, Jen. How are you?
I'm good.
Jen, Tracker just crawled on intern Jordan. He's loving on her. This is a lovable dog, Jen.
Yes, he is a tall, handsome Southern country boy. He actually came to us from Tennessee.
From Tennessee, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we pull dogs from shelters down there sometimes. They're kind of overrun with hounds, mm-hmm. and we like to bring them up just because it's easier for them to find homes up here.
Awesome.
But he's very sweet. He's kid-friendly and seems to get along with other dogs. Probably no kitties, though, because he's a hunting dog.
Because he's a hunting dog?
Yep.
Yeah, he'd probably treat a cat like a squirrel.
Coon hounds, beagles, basset hounds. It's not a good fit.
But he's good with other dogs, you said.
Oh, yeah. Even little dogs. We've had him around little Chihuahuas, Jack Russells.
Yeah.
Even when they're trying to act all big and tough, he kind of just blows them off and walks away.
Yeah. That's kind of what he's doing to News Guy Matt right now.
He seems so mellow, though. Here's the thing. He hasn't barked once.
I know. And
since
when
he's
I found
been
out
here.
We were getting a coon hound, I was waiting for that, all that. But no, he's quiet.
But you said, though, that several folks have come in to look at him, but they're sort of put off by his loud bark in the shelter.
Yeah, he's been with us for a little bit longer than what he probably should have, mainly because of that loud bark back in his kennel. So a lot of people think that's going to come into the home. But I will let you know, he didn't make a peep last night at my house.
Wow.
He was very relaxed, very calm the whole time.
He's so chill.
At her house.
He's chill here in the studio.
Yeah, he's making his way
He's just
here.
Sniffing around. Clearly, he smells Murphy, the morning show dog.
Yes, who is not in attendance today.
No, not today, because we want Tucker here to be the, or Tracker.
Tracker
yeah. to be the star of the show. Look at him, he's so sweet.
He just got up on his hind legs, and he's like over the counter now.
He's going to run the board.
He is very tall.
Or eat the microphone, whatever comes first. I would say he's about as tall as you, Jen.
Yeah, he's about 70 pounds of pure tallness.
But he's sweet. Look at him. All right, well, we're going to go Facebook Live, friends. And as always, a big thanks to our sponsors, John's Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning and Wicked Dog Grill, because Tracker's adoption fee is waived.
Absolutely
thanks
free.
To them. So absolutely free. We want to find Tracker a home sooner rather than later. And I mean, my goodness, get him for the summer, train him up, and a great hunting partner in the fall.
You bet.
Right?
Hey, Facebook Live coming up in just a bit so you could take a look at Tracker. And let's get Tracker a home on a Tail Wagon Wednesday with 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work with 94KX and some late night TV.
According to a new poll, more than 60% of Americans believe that Facebook has too much power, said people who took the poll. What? I didn't take that poll.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Oh, I just feel like saving the planet Earth from a flying asteroid every time
right?
I hear that song.
Me too.
I'm sorry, I think of Disney. Rock and roller coaster.
Except, yes. Do they play that song?
What?
And the rock and roll.
Yeah, as you walk in.
What?
As you walk into the ride.
Now, all I think about is, you know what? Thank you, Bruce Willis, for saving the world. Thank you.
What does Steven Tyler have to do with Disney?
Oh, there's a rock
He's a
and roller
bad
coaster.
Influence.
He is. All I know
it's still fun.
Is Liv Tyler and Ben Affleck got to live happily ever after because of her pops, Bruce Willis.
Cheers. Cheers to them.
Cheers to them.
Yeah.
Cheers to them. Oh, the wine glasses.
Oh, yeah, there is that thing going on next week on Tuesday.
At Spyglass, it's called Chicago in central Pennsylvania. Wow.
I mean, should we give away some tickets?
Yeah, let's do it right now. We'll call her.
Caller number 4.
Caller number 4, 1-800-326-94KX. And you're going to Chicago under the 94KX VIP
beer,
tent.
Wine, food from on a roll.
Yep.
VIP close-up seating, bring your bag chair, and your party attitude. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
Woo! 94KX, this is caller 4 in the Ford Fun Line.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Danville.
Is that where you work or where you live?
That's where I work.
We could guess where that is. Where do you live?
I live in Northumberland.
All right. Well, congratulations. We'll see you at Spyglass next Tuesday.
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
94KX, Tom and Laura winding down. Hey, you can hang with us this weekend, this Saturday, actually, the Hot Summer Sale giveaway finale.
Woohoo!
At Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Somebody's going to walk out of there at the end of the broadcast with $2,000.
Oh, you and I?
Nope. Oh. I wish we could. We'd split it a grand apiece and go head right into Lewisburg.
Right? That'd
start
be cool.
Spending it.
Let's do it.
No, you could win $2,000, no purchase necessary. And of course, there's always a lot of great deals and prize giveaways. This is going to be neat. I will be doing the beginning of the broadcast, mm-hmm. and Laura gets the lucky part to give away the $2,000.
I do indeed.
But it instead of Tom and Laura, it'll be Tom and Laura.
It'll pretty much be exactly how it normally is.
If we hang out for all four.
Yes.
But really, it's like a Tom and Laura. Or should this be Tom then Laura? No, we don't want to change the name of the show.
Tom and Laura.
We don't want to change the
name
of the show.
We're taking it on the road on Saturday, basically, and we're hanging out with our buddy Bob Schoen.
That's right. And I hope to see you there as well, 94KX Live. Yeah, break up with that girlfriend. Tom and Laura breaking it off for the morning. Sean Carey's on the way next. I saw him in the hall, mm-hmm. and he said, "You called me Big Daddy again yesterday."
Oh,
I'm like, is this thing going to go on forever?
Apparently, because he keeps saying it on the radio.
Yeah, well, you got to stop saying it.
Okay, I'm not calling him. But
it.
Matt, hey, Big Daddy. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Oh, killing it.
You have a good day there.
Elvis impersonation. All what right. do you call me behind my back?
Laura, Laura. I call that to you.
No,
right
you
in front
do to my face.
Face.
That's affectionate.
Hey,
I like
Laura,
that.
Laura.
I know. I like that.
It's like Uncle Tommy Tom.
It
I'm
is.
In the house.
My Tommy
know?
Tom. Yeah.
Intern Jordan. She's
all right, we
not
need a different.
I like
SC for our Sean Carey.
Yeah,
yo,
I
what up, SC?
See, I think a sports center.
Yeah, I do. But technically, that's kind of where what he does, sort of, maybe.
Well, yeah, he does some sports, but.
Yeah.
I like SC. We don't need to use that other phrase.
Sean Carey. He's just a big, lovable guy.
He is.
That he is.
And he's coming up next.
SC is next.
Everybody have a good day.
Bye.
See ya.